The following is an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network.
Welcome to High School Football Roundup Extra, an extension of the High School Football Roundup podcast, which features interviews of head coaches, athletic directors, sports writers, and broadcasters, as well as all other things high school football, only on the Southwest Georgia Network. Welcome back in to the High School Football Roundup Extra. I'm Walter Johnson, and this is installment number 2, and joining me once again is the head coach of the Lee County Trojans, Dean Fabrizio, and I'm here to talk to Coach Fabrizio about this week's big game, the so-called Super Bowl of South Georgia between the Colquitt County Packers and the Lee County Trojans, and welcome back, Coach Fabrizio.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
So far, so good, hanging in there. And since we last talked, and this Lee County Trojans team is coming off a big win over Warner Robins, the two-time defending back-to-back state champions in Class 5A, 26-10 back on August 19th. And since then, and you've had a pair of easy wins back-to-back. On August 26th, you pitched a shutout over Hapeville Charter, 37-0, and then in the most recent game, and the Trojans rolled past another Metro Atlanta area team in Lithia Springs, 41-7 was the final score on September 2nd, and obviously, some big wins for both of those teams to get to a 3-0 start. So, what was the key to victory in those games over Hapeville and Lithia Springs?
Well, last week was dealing with the rain. That was probably as bad a weather as I've ever coached a game in. Usually when you get that heavy rain, you get some lightning with it and aren't out there. But, the game was actually called at halftime as the lightning started at half. But, we dealt with the rain. We've kind of had to deal with delays every week of some sort due to the weather. So our kids have done a good job adjusting to that. You always worry, when you start off with a big game like Warner Robins and, you were able to get that win and then you get a huge win on the road versus Warner Robins where they'd won 30-some games in a row at home. And, then you have two games versus good teams before you take on a Colquitt County team that's excellent, one of the top teams in 7A. You always got to worry about your kids looking ahead because everybody's telling them, hey, man, I can't wait to see that Colquitt game, or they're patting them on the back from the week before, with the big Warner Robins win. So you worry about the letdown. You worry about your kids keeping focused and not looking ahead or behind. And our kids did a good job of that these last 2 weeks, and I think that was the big key to things.
And, yes, and in the Lithia Springs win last week, and you're – two of your key offensive players, running back Osmani Kamara and fellow runner J.D. Fugerson, sat out that game due to injuries. However, two other players, Braxton Hooner and Hooner and Devin Collier, did step up. And what are your thoughts on all four of those players?
Well, Osmani is just such a special talent, and so is JD, and not having those guys is a huge blow to our team. But, Braxton Hooner stepped in there. He's played a lot of receiver for us and moved into running back and kind of carried the load. And then Devin, who's one of our top defensive players, kind of did double duty over there running the ball as well, and they filled in really, really well. And hopefully we'll have JD and Osmani back this week, but, we'll see. It's going to be a game-time decision.
Okay, and you faced the Colquitt County Packers this week, and obviously the biggest game of the season for this Lee County team to date. And both programs have built strong reputations as well as programs within the last decade or so. And both teams have made deep runs, and they've won region as well as state championships over the years. And both programs have won back-to-back titles, And what are your thoughts on Colquitt County, and what will be the key to victory against this Packers team this week?
Well, you know, first thing is they've got an excellent football team. Sean Calhoun and his staff do a great job. They're extremely well coached. The quarterback can run. He can throw. So they got a dual threat athlete back there. The tight end, the junior tight end, is rated the top tight end in the country. Landon Thomas committed to UGA. They've got a receiver committed to UGA. They've got some good, really good running backs. They just got speed and playmakers all over the field offensively. Defensively, you know, they have a safety committed to Tennessee. They've got speed all over the field on defense as well. So we've got our work cut out for us. And they're an extremely, like I said earlier, they're an extremely well-coached team. So what we've got to do, you know, first thing is handle the atmosphere of the game. And that's one of the reasons we schedule big games and try to play them. You know, our kids like playing in big games. Our community likes big games. And this is going to be a huge one, especially for a non-region, non-playoff game. And it's, you know, when you're in those type of atmospheres, the more you're in them, the better you're able to handle them. So that's one of the big reasons we scheduled this game. Not only are we going to have to get better because we face great competition at Colquitt, but also it's going to help us in handling the atmosphere if we have to see it again later this year. So that's the first thing, is handling the atmosphere. And then after that, we've got to do a good job defensively of playing great team defense, because they can hurt you in so many different ways. You know, everybody's going to have to own up, be accountable, and do a great job doing their job, because if you lapse in one area, they can take advantage of it. And then offensively, we're going to have to do a great job with ball security and be consistent moving the football. You know, we can't have a lot of three and outs versus these guys. We've got to keep our defense off the field, and we've got to do a good job being consistent moving the ball and take advantage of opportunities when they present themselves.
Is there anything else you would like to say before?
You know, it's just going to be a great atmosphere. I mean, this is going to be, you know, one of those South Georgia high school football games where the atmosphere is just electric, and it's really going to be a special night for this community and this school, and you know, it should be a lot of fun.
And thank you very much, Head Coach Dean Fabrizio, for the Lee County Trojans. And Lee County faces the Colquitt County Packers this Friday at Trojan Field, Lee County Stadium in Leesburg. And thank you once again for joining me.
Oh, I appreciate you having me on.
All right, thank you. You're listening to High School Football Roundup Extra on the Southwest Georgia Network at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. Continuing with High School Football Roundup Extra on the Southwest Georgia Network, I'm joined for the first time by new Colquitt County Packers head coach Sean Calhoun. And I'm here to talk to Coach Calhoun about the upcoming game in Leesburg between the Packers and the Lee County Trojans. And thank you for joining me, Coach Calhoun.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me, Walter.
Yes. First off, what brought you down to Colquitt County and the South Georgia in general?
Well, I had been here for a couple years, and so it was a place that was very special to my heart, and it was a place that if I could ever get back to as a head coach, was something that I would definitely entertain. And so when the job came open, was able to speak to the powers to be here, and some good things worked out, and I was able to get the job.
And this Colquitt County team has gotten off to such a fast start under your leadership, and started the season with a 37-0 shutout win over Deerfield Beach of Florida in the Georgia-Florida Challenge at Lowndes' Martin Stadium near just outside of Valdosta. And then the following week, and you pitched another shutout, 29-0 over Stockbridge, in a game that was cut short due to the bad weather that's been happening here since the start of the season. And then in your last contest at MacThorpe Stadium, and you beat the Tift County Blue Devils 41-13. And what are your thoughts on this team's performance so far?
Well, definitely have been proud of our kids, proud of the way they played, proud of the way that they fought through adversity. We talk about it all the time, and obviously the big adversity that have faced is the weather delay. So in the Deerfield Beach game, we had a 2-hour lightning delay, and then And the Stockbridge game at home, we had a 45-minute delay, and then we called the game at halftime. And so very proud of our kids and the way that they've handled that. Very proud of how our defense has played so far. You know, two shutouts out of three games is a very good stat. Very, very pleased with our offense and, you know, and how we're slowly getting better, because obviously, you know, each week you want to get a little bit better. Special teams is getting a little bit better. We got to cut down on the penalties, just the overall team penalties. We got to cut those down. And last week against Tift County, we took two touchdowns off the board due to penalties, which obviously we can't do, you know, versus a good team as Lee County. But Walter, I think we're trending in the right direction, and I think that's what every coach wants to be doing, no matter where you are at what point in the season.
Yes, and so far, I mean, you know, your team, the Packers, allowed just 13 points while scoring 107 of your own. And just talk to me briefly about how the defense has performed for Colquitt County so far.
Yes, sir. So, again, our defense has been able to pitch two shutouts, which has been awesome. We forced at least one turnover in all three games, and they have set the offense up in some really nice field position, which has obviously been awesome, which I think is just playing really good team football. We're flying around to the ball, and we're playing physical, and hopefully we can continue to do that, and especially going to need a great effort by our defense on Friday night against Lee County.
And let's talk about some of your top players so far, including, you know, Nico Fan at quarterback, and Charlie Pace, the running back, is already committed to Georgia State. And another star player in Landon Thomas, who's also committed to the Georgia Bulldogs. And it seems like this Colquitt County team's had its share of star contributors so far this season. So what are your thoughts there?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I'll start with Charlie Pace. Obviously, you know, he's having a really good season. I think he's right at 300 yards for, you know, the year through three games. He had a big game in game one. He rushed for about 190 something yards, and then obviously Stockbridge game, he was playing really well, and then, you know, got cut short. So some of the stats are a little misleading, you know, considering that we've only played 2.5 games. But Charlie's a heck of a player. Georgia State's getting a heck of a player. He's so versatile, fast. You know, he's a kid we have that can take it the distance. And just so thankful that he's on our team. Our quarterback, whenever you have a quarterback, you got a chance. And we definitely have one with junior Nico Fan. This past game against Tift County, he accounted for 5 touchdowns. He threw 3 and ran 2. And so he's had multiple touchdowns in every game. So hopefully that can just continue. And he started every game and played every down for us as a sophomore. So it's a kid who brings a lot of experience to that position. And hopefully he can continue. And Landon Thomas, I think he's the best tight end in the country, just from everything he can do, from pass blocking to run blocking to flexing out wide to running routes. He's so versatile. He's such a hard-working kid. And so when you have a group of kids like that, you know, we also have a safety, Jack Luttrell, who's committed to Tennessee, who's had a heck of a season for us at safety and as a punt returner. The leader of our defense is number 11, Kamel Bonner. He's committed to Georgia Tech, and he's kind of the bell cow. He's kind of the heartbeat of our defense and one of our team captains. And then we also have a receiver, Nyquavian Carr, who's also committed to Georgia. So we got two guys committed to Georgia. And but going up against a team like Lee County there, Walter, all those guys that we just mentioned, they got to play up to their level, because if we don't have a chance. Lee County is really good. They got a bunch of college players on their team also, So our college players have to play like it to give us a chance.
And, speaking of Lee County, and, you know, you play this, you go to Leesburg and, you know, Trojan Field. I mean, never a easy place to play in, and can come out with a win. And, having said that, I mean, this, both programs have, made deep playoff runs, won region championships, and of course won back-to-back state championships with Crawford County, winning back-to-back titles in what was then the largest classification, 6A in 2014-15, and then Lee County followed that up with back-to-back state titles at the 6A level in 2017-18. And having said that, what will be the key to victory against this Lee County squad?
Our keys to victory are our players playing fast, focused, and physical. That's what we always talk about. And really just comes down to the fundamentals. I mean, I think in games like this, Walter, it comes down to, can your best players play to their ability? And can you play better at the fundamentals? Can you do the fundamentals that you learned when you first started playing football, of blocking, tackling, throwing, and catching? Can you do that better than your opponent? And I think if we do that, I think we beat Lee County. I think if Lee County does that, Lee County beats us. And I really think it's as simple as that. And so that's why we kind of focus on the, you know, on the little things, and, you know, from drills and practice, and just how important practice is, and, you know, because that's going to carry over to Friday night.
Yeah, is there anything else you would like to say or add before I let you go?
No, sir. I just know that the atmosphere up there is going to be crazy. It's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere. It's one of those atmospheres that you want to play in, you know, as a player and a coach. And so we're excited, and hopefully we can put ourselves in a situation to win the game. That's the plan.
Thank you to Colquitt County Packers head coach Sean Calhoun, and the Packers travel to Leesburg Friday night to face the Lee County Trojans, the so-called Super Bowl of South Georgia. So kickoff time 7:30 p.m. on Friday night, September 9th. And thank you very much to Coach Calhoun for coming on HSFR Extra, and good luck to the Packers as well as the Trojans for this week.
Yes, sir. I greatly appreciate it, Walter, and I thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening to High School Football Roundup Extra. I'm Walter Johnson. Hope to talk to you again soon.
This has been an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. The Southwest Georgia Network is online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thanks for listening.